Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. That's the Who, by the way, singing. That's the Who asking who. And I think who's on second? What's on first, I think. Well, I raised it the other way around. Anyway, welcome back. We're glad you're here. It's good music either way. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here with our good friend Steve Martin. Steve is the Prophet Pro. Steve, give us your website and tell us how we can find you.
Jim, it's www.prophetpro.us.
Prophetpro.us, and you can find all of it. You can find his books there. You can find this information that we've been talking about, how to connect with Steve, how to see if you're a person who might be good for his licensing of his program, especially if you're a consultant, that kind of thing. Would your product to a business that would use it, they'd be more of a client than a licensee, right?
Actually, both, Jim, because I do license my material to larger clients.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that makes a lot of sense. So, folks, check it out. And here's the thing. If you're frustrated about how hard you're working and you seem to have customers, you seem to be doing enough top line especially, but you're not quite being productive on the bottom line and all the stuff in the middle, you need to talk to Steve. Let's see if we can help you. That's ProfitPro.us. And, of course, folks, for almost 13 years, Steve has been depositing his words of wisdom with us on the show and the things he's written that we put on our website, all these things. There's few people have more evidence of contribution to what we do here than Steve Martin. So go there and check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com and see what he said here. And also, while you're there, don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Check out my blog while you're there and subscribe. And take the poll question as well right there on the homepage. Steve, we're talking about licensing. You were just telling us about you used a term that we've talked about on the show before, but I want you to revisit it for us. You used trade secret. And we know most people know, you know, they know the term licensing. And that's when you know, I'll get you to explain that in a minute. They know what a trademark is. They know what a patent is. I mean, that's pretty, you know, we almost all are born knowing that kind of stuff. But what about a trade secret? Tell us what that means.
Trade secret, Jim, is knowledge that is held and not generally known in the public.
Yeah.
So, for example, with my consulting products, I have a sequence of training and a methodology of training and a set of tools that is not generally known in the public.
And all that's could you call all that a process?
Yes.
It's
a set of processes.
Right, but don't the patent folks, the USPTO folks, don't they call that kind of isn't that a term they use, process?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you could take an approach toward writing a patent on it. That tends to get expensive. And, of course, one of the challenges of taking the patent route is that you have to teach in the patent.
Yeah. So when you patent something,
by holding a trade secret, you don't expose that information to the outside world.
That's the reason why there's no... Nobody knows what the 11 herbs and spices are in Colonel Sanders' chicken. That's the reason
exactly
why
right.
The public doesn't know why Coca-Cola tastes a little bit different from Pepsi-Cola. And they don't have that formula. And that's why nobody knows the genius way that I put this show together either, Steve. Because
exactly
you know,
right.
I mean, this I have this little trade secret. I mean, the way this little piece of heaven comes together every day is my little trade secret, and I protect that.
Absolutely, and you should. And the advantage of a trade secret is that you have the opportunity to control the dissemination of that information.
Right.
The challenge is, of course, is that you have to protect it and defend it pretty much independent of patent law right. and copyright law.
You have to be prepared to do that. And so when you say protected, that means, folks, that you don't give this to anybody who can, who's not under a contract that they agreed to not reveal this. And if they do, you can take them to court.
Exactly. And that is your right, so to speak. So a couple of things that go into creating a good business collaboration, which is what I look to do with people that I work with, first of all, is a good contract.
That yeah.
good contracts are only as good as the people who write them, which mm-hmm. means then that you have to have mutual trust. There has to be a personal relationship between the entities that are entering into that agreement.
Right.
And that's the most difficult thing to set up, Jim. You know, establishing trust, as you know from your years of experience, is so important, and
yep.
yet it's challenging.
Well, a contract is nothing if you don't have honorable people signing it. And if that's what turns out to be, then you go to court, and then you're better off not ever having had the contract. So that's what you mean. That's why you got to start out with people that you think you can actually, you know, why would anybody enter into a contract with somebody they already know is going to violate it?
Well, that's right. That's the key. You know, a contract gives you the right to sue, and my goodness, having the right to sue is a very expensive right.
That's right.
In some cases.
That's exactly right. And folks, the licensing part of all this is where we're going to go after this, because once you've identified that you have something of value, once you've developed it into a product, once you've recognized how you want to protect it, trade secret, copyright, registration, patent, whatever, once you've decided what kind of a veil, what kind of a protective veil you're going to put around this asset, then now you got it. What are you going to do with it? One of the ways is licensing. We'll talk about that after these messages. Tintail, right back with Steve Martin, and that's ProfitPro.us. That's his website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.